inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake.
Although it doesn't quite feel like it, at least weather-wise, it's May already, and time to start our garden and work on our lawn. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
You still got snow out there in your yard?
Oh, yes, indeed. There is snow out here and not so many other places around town anymore. But, yeah, we got 15 inches last weekend. And so I'm doing a lot of indoor gardening at the moment and watering my little plants. Some of them are not so little. I've got 18-inch tall tomato plants, and there's begonias that are a foot tall. And
so you've already gotten started on your starts.
Oh, yes. Well, I have to. I start my own. So I've got some little cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower plants in here also that were started back in March and April. And normally I anticipate, last year I certainly had cauliflower plants in the ground already from plants I brought up from down south even, because we had nice March and April weather this year, anticipating at least that good, and it is not quite so good as last year. So we're hoping sometime it's going to change. We are optimistic gardeners, mostly.
Well, obviously you can't start putting those starts into the ground. What are you doing to try to get rid of some of that snow and ice in your yard?
Well, looking out at watching it rain, mostly. In past years, I have used wood ashes on the snow, and that makes it melt pretty fast. It's going away. I mean, I've got some beds out there. From here, from the house, I can see the plastic, the clear plastic, which is on the beds that I worked up back in March and April in anxious anticipation. Those beds are ready for planting, and so I could put some, well, the problem is even under the plastic, they're not warm enough yet, but I could put some things like spinach, radishes, turnips, peas even could be planted now, although it'd be nice to be a little warmer soil. And that's really the critical thing right now for getting that soil warmed up a bit, if we can, and trying to let it dry out a bit. If you're getting, plants are showing up in the local retailers, and there's the challenge both for them and for us. If we buy these plants now, we really can't put them in the ground yet. We've got to hang on to them, keep them in a, we don't want them too warm. I mean, we want to kind of harden them off. So if we have, say, a little mini greenhouse up next to the house that we can put them in and put some jugs of water or buckets of water in there beside them so they don't freeze. This is for the hardier things like pansies. That would be fine. Again, the cabbage family plants. Those are hardy enough that they can tolerate the cool temperatures as long as it's not freezing.
Do you have a soil thermometer, and what temperature do you look for before you do start planting?
I don't have a soil thermometer here, though I've used them in the past. I mean, I've got some soil sensing units. I've got five of them, well, four and a half on one hand and five on the other. Stick your finger in the soil. If it feels too cold, it probably is. Ideally, if we're aiming for some warmer temperatures, we'd like to have 50, 55 degrees soil temperature, those top 4 inches or so. So that would be a plus. And again, it doesn't take that long if we've got a sunny day or two. I think there was one forecast for next week sometime. So there might be a brief window of opportunity coming next week for planting. But even so, anything we put in the ground now has to be sheltered, have some of the remade, the horticultural fabric over it, probably a visqueen cover or a plastic cover with hoops over them. We've got to do everything we can to keep things warmer and protected. And then there's the tender stuff, like I said, the begonias, dahlias, tomatoes, that kind of stuff cannot tolerate any frost, does not like cold temperatures, zucchinis and cucumbers. Again, we've got to wait until it warms up more for our inside the greenhouse conditions, unless you've got a heater in the greenhouse.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've already prepped and cleaned out your greenhouse and been getting that ready to go, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got perennials planted, potted in the greenhouses because they can tolerate the cool temperatures. They were bare root to begin with and are starting to sprout. they're okay, and they're going to come. They're going to have to come out of the greenhouse before I put other stuff into the greenhouse. It's going to be a mad rush this spring, with the plant sale coming up next weekend, among other things.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that again next time. Thanks a lot.
All right, till next week, Matt.
Ed Byarski is Master Gardener. He joins us every Thursday during the spring, summer, here on KTOO Juneau.